path of knowledge, the path of knowledge.
Reviews of Mother Nature are non-zakatable goods. Those goods which are non-zakatable. What does this mean? Meaning, if they are not gold, if they are not silver, if they are not currency, any type of money, or if they are not business stock, then they are considered to be non-zakatable goods. Now, when it comes to non-zakatable goods, there are two types. One is known as hajat-e asliya, which means the necessities of life. These are those things which are usually needed, and without them, one will face serious difficulties. Which things are considered hajat-e asliya? Which things are not considered hajat-e asliya? Let's look at those things which are considered hajat-e asliya, essential necessities. For example, a house to live in. This is considered essential. Similarly, my dear viewers, necessary clothes for the summer and winter. A vehicle, everybody needs some sort of vehicle, a car, something to go to work or whatever it may be, inshallah. Similarly, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, food, grain, wheat, rice, etc. Meaning food altogether, all types of foods. These come under essential. Also a blanket, a duvet. Everybody requires these. These are considered essential. So these also fall under the essential necessities. Utensils, they also fall under this. A mobile phone, a laptop. For somebody that needs it, it may be for his work that he needs a laptop. You would be thinking, this person's rich. How can I give him zakat? But if these things which he has are essential, then my dear viewers of Madani Channel, you can still give such a person zakat. Now, what are the non-essential things? If a person has a house or a plot to rent or for sale, now these are not essential, these are extra. So these things are not considered essential. Clothes which are beyond the necessity, people have so many clothes, a second vehicle, musical instruments. Now, remember, musical instruments are haram. They are completely prohibited to have. But let's just say a person was to have them. These are obviously non-essential. Similarly, all types of jewelry, whether that be artificial or not so. Diamonds and jewels. Some people would be thinking that, wow, this person, he has diamonds, he has jewels. And yes, if a person has diamonds or jewels, then this person cannot take zakat. Why? Because diamonds are not necessary. Decoration items. So all of these things, if a person was to have, then do the value of all these equate to £240 or more? £240 is the example. If it does, then this person cannot take zakat from another person. So this is why it's important to know the essentials and non-essentials. It doesn't mean that a person has to give zakat from the non-essentials. No. But if a person has enough non-essentials that they are worth as much as the amount of silver which is required, $52.50, then in this situation, this person cannot take zakat, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. But that does not mean that he has to give zakat. Why? Zakat is given on gold, silver, currency, and also business stock.
The path of knowledge, the path of knowledge.